Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that both leading candidates for president, yes, both of them, made outrageous statements over the last 24 hours. Statements that the other side, that their opponents not only want to win power, but want to destroy democracy. Is that true? Both Republicans and Democrats, both Trump and Biden, want to destroy democracy. Biden gave a fundraising speech last night to a Broadway audience where he said Trump is determined to destroy American democracy. That's an outrageous thing to say, especially the night before he gives an important speech at the United Nations. We'll play you some highlights of it that actually talks about the defense of democracy and the importance of defending democracy in Ukraine and around the world. And meanwhile, Trump still defends the mailing that was sent out yesterday. It's actually a flyer, but it was a release from President Trump, basically saying that liberal Jews are destroying America and Israel. The same idea that your opponent is not only wrong, your opponent is not only misguided, but your opponent wants to destroy America? Really, do you think there are people in American politics? I mean, I don't care who you want to refer to, people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Lauren Boebert or Matt Gaetz or anyone you want to name. To say that that individual wants to destroy America, to destroy American democracy, it's completely outrageous. There's a mystery here. It's a mystery about the vice presidency. And, again, more and more and more commentary that Joe Biden needs to do something to get a different running mate. And there's actually a list put together by two columnists from the New York Times of who should replace Kamala Harris. We will get to that. We will also get to the mystery of who Trump is likely to pick as his vice presidential nominee. There's a speculation on the Hill about how that will be based upon conversation with President Trump. Yes, President Trump has said very publicly that he likes the concept of appointing a woman. He says, I like the concept, but we're going to pick the best person. But I do like the concept, yes, the concept of having a female running mate. Who will it be? We will get to that. We will also get to the question about, do the men really think about the Roman Empire all the time? That's what Time magazine says. And what exactly do women think about all the time? We will get to that interesting question as well. They probably don't think about speeches before the United Nations General Assembly. President Biden spoke this morning, and the president spoke about where we are, trying to add some level of drama to this meeting of the UN General Assembly. Part of what's striking about this meeting is that there's so many no-shows. Prominent world leaders, including world leaders from countries that are permanent members of the Security Council, who didn't show up, including, of course, President Vladimir Putin, the Chinese leader Xi Jinping, no-shows. Putin is going to be represented by the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Beijing will be represented by Vice President Hang Zheng, who is a little-known figure on the international stage. Also absent will be UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, French President Emmanuel Macron, and the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Meanwhile, President Biden spoke to the audience. He was certainly there, and he was talking about the inflection point in world history in which we find ourselves. This is the President of the United States speaking to the United Nations.
My fellow leaders, we gather once more at an inflection point in world history. With the eyes of the world upon all of you, all of us, as President of the United States, I understand the duty my country has to lead in this critical moment, to work with countries in every region, linking them in common cause, to join together with partners who share a common vision of the future of the world, where our children do not go hungry and everyone has access to quality health care, where workers are empowered and our environment is protected, where entrepreneurs and innovators everywhere can access opportunity everywhere, where conflicts are resolved peacefully and countries can chart their own course. The United States seeks a more secure, more prosperous, more equitable world for all people because we know our future is bound to yours. Let me repeat that again. We know our future is bound to yours.
President Biden speaking at the UN General Assembly, speaking in general terms about aspirations for a more cooperative, more benign world. That's before he got into the divisive issue. Yes, it's a divisive issue at the UN, as it is in American politics, of support for Ukraine. But the president was strong. Here's what he had to say. Clip two.
Like every nation in the world, the United States wants this war to end. No nation wants this war to end more than Ukraine. And we strongly support Ukraine in its efforts to bring about a diplomatic resolution that delivers just and lasting peace. But Russia alone bears responsibility for this war. Russia alone has the power to end this war immediately. And it's Russia alone that stands in the way of peace, because the Russia's price for peace is Ukraine's capitulation, Ukraine's territory, and Ukraine's children. Russia believes that the world will grow weary and allow it to brutalize Ukraine without consequence. But I ask you this, if we abandon the core principles of the United States to appease an aggressor, can any member state in this body feel confident that they are protected? If we allow Ukraine to be carved up, is the independence of any nation secure? I'd respectfully suggest the answer is no. We have to stand up to this naked aggression today and deter other would-be aggressors tomorrow. That's why the United States, together with our allies and partners around the world, will continue to stand with the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their sovereignty and territorial integrity and their freedom.
And part of that applause was from Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, who was in the audience for Biden's speech. This was the second year in a row, this gathering, Biden said, dedicated to a peaceful resolution of conflicts. It's darkened by the shadow of war, an illegal war of conquest, conquest brought without provocation against its neighbor, Ukraine. Russia alone bears responsibility for this war, said President Biden. Russia alone has the power to end this war immediately. And it's Russia alone that stands in the way of peace. Then President Zelensky spoke. He spoke more recently. He spoke after the President of the United States. What did he have to say? We will get to that. We'll also get to a prominent liberal condemning the Democrats on immigration. Coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to MichaelMedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved show earlier today, there was a disappointment that occurred in the House of Representatives. Yesterday, we had been encouraged, I think everybody had been encouraged by the fact that a group called the Mainstream Caucus, which is a more moderate conservative group, had gotten together with the House Freedom Caucus. That's the 20 members of the House of Representatives. And keep in mind, it's 20 members. It's not anywhere close to a majority of the Republicans in the House, who are 222, I believe, is the actual number. So you're talking about one-tenth of the House on each side. But they had gone together and drafted an agreement that would have kept the government running at least until Halloween, and leaving them another month to try to pass some of the appropriations bills that they haven't passed at all. They just haven't gotten to it. Well, today, Speaker McCarthy withdrew that proposed bill from the vote that was scheduled. It's not going to be voted on. And one of the problems with the bill is it has no funding for Ukraine. And that was something that that helped to draw Volodymyr Zelensky to the UN today, where he spoke, and as he always does, spoke dramatically and passionately. And he is going to be coming to Congress and meeting with leaders of all sides, on all sides, to make the case for continued support for Ukraine in the midst of the ongoing horrors of this war. This was President Zelensky, the duly elected president of Ukraine, and he won when he was reconfirmed as president of Ukraine. He won with about 70% of the vote. He is popular at home and a popular war leader. And what he said to the United Nations was about hatred and the hatred that has been generated against his people. This is Volodymyr Zelensky speaking this morning to the General Assembly of the UN.
When hatred is weaponized against one nation, it never stops there. Each decade, Russia starts a new war. Parts of Moldova and Georgia remain occupied. Russia turned Syria into ruins. And if not Russia, the chemical weapons would have never been used there in Syria. Russia has almost swallowed Belarus. It is obviously threatening Kazakhstan and other Baltic states. And the goal of the present war against Ukraine is to turn our land, our people, our lives, our resources into a weapon against you, against the international rules-based order.
And as he was saying those words, the Russian representative, who I believe is the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, was shown on camera visibly scrolling on his phone and checking his messages. He wasn't interested in hearing a message from Volodymyr Zelensky. This is a continued portion from Zelensky's speech in the UN today. And yes, it appears to have been well received, certainly by other Americans who were there at the UN today. This is Volodymyr Zelensky, clip 18.
Ukraine gave up its third largest nuclear arsenal. The world then decided Russia should become a keeper of such power. Yet history shows it was Russia who deserved nuclear disarmament the most back in 1990s. And Russia deserves it now. Terrorists have no right to hold nuclear weapons. No right. But truly, not the nukes are the scariest now. While nukes remain in place, the mass destruction is gaining its momentum. The aggressor is weaponizing many other things, and those things are used not only against our country, but against all of yours as well.
what he was talking about disarming Ukraine, but not disarming Russia, was Ukraine used to be a separate member of the UN, part of the deal that Roosevelt made with Stalin to get Russia to join the UN, was that Russia would have three different votes in the United Nations. They would have Belarus and Ukraine as separate countries, even though there was no separation. Ukraine was totally under Russian control. However, because Ukraine is further to the west, they had an impressive collection of nuclear weapons that were not built by Ukraine. They were built by Russia, but they were stationed in Ukraine, and they were Ukrainian property at the end of the Cold War. And part of what happened is there was an agreement that was made in Budapest, in the capital of Hungary, an agreement involving President Clinton and President of Russia at the time, who was Boris Yeltsin, and the president of Ukraine at the time, who is one of those lesser leaders that Ukraine was plagued with right after the separation from the USSR. In any event, they made an agreement to get rid of the nuclear weapons that were in Ukraine. Ukraine at the time had the third largest collection of nuclear weapons in the world, right after the Soviet Union and the United States. There were more nuclear weapons in Ukraine than in Britain or China or any other country that had them. But they were all moved away with a promise jointly by Boris Yeltsin, president of Russia, and by President Clinton of the U.S., that both Russia and the U.S. would guarantee Ukraine's independence if Ukraine gave up the nuclear weapons. Well, they did. And so, to some extent, the United States' support for Ukraine to defend the independence now is about a promise being kept. Zelensky also spoke about one of the horrors that Russia has perpetrated against his country, which involves the kidnapping of children and taken away from their parents and taken to Russia to be indoctrinated and to be Russianized with full of hatred for Ukraine. We will come back to that. Also, Fareed Zakaria, leading liberal, slams the Democrats on immigration. Coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Now that the U.S. Senate has dropped its dress code requirements, sparking controversy and even criticism from those who have suggested the move was done to appease Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, etiquette experts have been weighing in on that development. They don't like it. What does Fetterman think?
dogs and cats are living together, and, you know, like I said, aren't there more important things we should be talking about rather than if I dress like a slob?
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a new strike deadline if significant progress isn't achieved in contract talks by noon on Friday. They'll mobilize additional local unions to join the strike. California and Florida have become the first states to require later public school start times, as research shows significant advantages for high school students who can get more sleep. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the meeting of the United Nations General Assembly. And we were talking before about the advantages that Russia had coming into the UN, where it's not like the Congress of the United States, where the number of people you have or the population you have, at least in one House of Congress, in neither the General Assembly nor in the Security Council do the most populous and powerful nations have extra votes. What they have is in the Security Council, which has 15 members in it. It's mostly a rotating membership, except there are permanent members. And the permanent members were the most powerful nations at the end of the war. The United States and Great Britain and France. Not Germany, because Germany had just lost the war. They were on the other side, obviously. And Russia. And Russia not only has that permanent membership, they have the veto power, as all the permanent members do. They also have China as a member, but it used to be the nationalist China, which, again, the leaders escaped to Taiwan. Chiang Kai-shek, the great generalissimo, who was the leader of China, but then it was changed when President Nixon recognized Red China as the actual China, and it became a permanent member of the UN Security Council. In any event, the idea that all of this is going on with the United Nations and the power of the United Nations to actually do something about allowing the grain coming out of Ukraine to be sold to the rest of the world, which, by the way, has a real impact on the problem of hunger. There's also that horror of the kidnapping of children by the thousands in Ukraine, children who are taken to Russia. That was something that President Zelensky spoke about this morning. Clip 19.
You know the names of tens of thousands of children and have evidence on hundreds of thousands of others kidnapped by Russia in the occupied territories of Ukraine and later deported. The International Criminal Court issued arrest warrant for Putin for this crime. And we are trying to get children back home. But time goes by. What will happen with them? What will happen to them? Those children in Russia are taught to hate Ukraine, and all ties with their families are broken. And this is clearly a genocide.
Genocide is a harsh word. Is it appropriate for what is going on in Ukraine? It is. And Biden today obviously devoted most of his speech to Ukraine. He also spoke about our relationship with China. And he sought to emphasize a more diplomatic tone, reports CNN, regarding the American relationship with China. The president said, "I want to be clear and consistent. We seek to responsibly manage the competition between our countries so it does not tip into conflict. I've said we are for de-risking, not decoupling on China," he said, warning that the U.S. would push back on aggression. He has said before very clearly that the United States would come to the defense of Taiwan, even though Taiwan is not part of NATO or any comparable organization. And that's been one of the more controversial aspects of the Biden foreign policy. Tomorrow, Biden is going to be at the UN meeting with the president of Brazil, Lula da Silva, to discuss labor issues, and he's going to be meeting tomorrow with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, with whom CNN reports Biden has clashed on the country's controversial judicial reform plan. Biden also discussed that judicial reform plan, actually not Biden, but the other part of the equation, Netanyahu, with his trip before he came back for the UN General Assembly. He went to Silicon Valley, as we talked about, to meet with Elon Musk. There were lots of Israelis and American Jews, frankly, who were upset that Netanyahu decided to meet with Elon Musk in light of the fact that Musk has basically blamed a Jewish organization, the Anti-Defamation League, for the collapse of his Twitter venture in terms of its advertising revenue, which is down 60%. In any event, apparently there was a genial meeting between the Prime Minister of Israel and the Prime Minister of Tesla and the Elon Musk, and they did not speak about space exploration, They did speak, at least Prime Minister Netanyahu did, about anti-Semitism and the problem of anti-Semitism. Byron Donalds sent a message to Volodymyr Zelensky, who's going to be speaking to Congress later this week, speaking to members of Congress and coming to Washington. Basically, Byron Donalds, he is a member of the House Freedom Caucus, and not a particularly welcoming message to the president of Ukraine. This is clip 15.
What message does it send that so many conservatives are opposed to more money for Ukraine?
The first thing I'll tell you is there's no money in the House right now for Ukraine. There's just not, it's not there.
You mean there's no support for money?
No. And to be blunt, we're running a $2 trillion deficit. Any money we give to Ukraine, we're borrowing from our future. That's the facts. Those are the truth. You feel how you want to feel about it. I'm here to tell you what's right and what's real. Look, it's not a good time for him to be here, quite frankly. That's just the reality. And the third piece is, what's happened with Ukraine is frankly the fault of leadership of Joe Biden. Let's be very clear of that. So don't put that on the backs of the American people now. If we had a commander-in-chief who knew how to lead as opposed to take naps, then we would be in a much better situation when it comes to Ukraine and global security for that matter.
The idea that Vladimir Putin is not the one responsible for the war on Ukraine, it's not Vladimir Putin, it's Joe Biden and the propensity for taking naps. The difficulty here is there is a split in the Republican Party, and what's fascinating is the polling shows that Democrats overwhelmingly do favor funding for Ukraine and its struggle. And the idea of in the middle of a war where our allies are making put together comparable contributions to the United States and as a percentage of their general defense spending a very comparable contributions to Ukraine as we are. What do you say to Germany, to Great Britain, which has been very direct, to Slovakia, to Poland, to other members of NATO? That's a question asked by Mike Pence, speaking about isolationism and appeasement. And speaking very effectively about that, we will get to that and to more, including why do men think all the time about the Roman Empire? That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, the Hudson Institute is a conservative think tank, certainly one of the most conservative, important conservative think tanks in the country, together with the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C., and the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C. We often draw on some of the fine minds from all three institutions, but particularly from American Enterprise Institute. But at the Hudson Institute, which has a particular emphasis on foreign policy and defense policy and national security, Mike Pence, the former Vice President of the United States, who has been making at least some progress with his presidential campaign. He is one of those people who got people's attention during the recent debates. Actually, when they broke down the debate that they had in Milwaukee into the amount of airtime that each candidate got, that each candidate used, Mike Pence spoke more in that debate than anyone else. He also spoke with an important message at Hudson Institute about isolationism. Here's the former Vice President Mike Pence.
Some Republican candidates, including my former running mate, are abandoning the traditional conservative position of American leadership on the world stage and embracing a new and dangerous form of isolationism. I believe isolationism is just another word for appeasement. And let's be clear, appeasement will not make America any safer. In fact, appeasement would only make America and the world more dangerous.
And isn't that obviously true? And isn't that what history shows? The idea of peace through strength, of an ordered arrangement of nations in the world, of finding different ways that people can work out their problems other than warfare, isn't that a goal worth pursuing? Also, on CNN, Ambassador John Bolton, who's been a frequent guest on this show, voiced his agreement with Mike Pence that isolationism is a terrible policy and is at a time when the whole world is gathered at the United Nations in New York. It is a terrible policy and a grave danger for America. Here's Ambassador Bolton, former ambassador to the UN.
Well, I think the vice president is exactly correct, and I do think across the country he's reflecting the Reaganite sentiment that still forms an overwhelming majority of Republicans and in Congress as well. There is an isolationist virus loose in the party. There's no doubt about it. I think it was put there by Donald Trump, who doesn't have enough of a coherent policy to understand what isolation is. But it's a grave danger for America, given the threats we're facing around the world, whether it's China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, terrorists in Afghanistan. This is the last point where we should be engaged in this notion that if we just pull back, we'll be safer. It's exactly the wrong way. The way to protect America is to project strength in the world to deter our adversaries, and I think that's the policy that we should have a much more vigorous debate about in this upcoming election. You know, in presidential cycles, we just don't talk about foreign affairs enough. We're in a dangerous world, and we need to know which of the prospective candidates has the strength to lead us through dangerous times.
Okay, and again, when you talk about how dangerous those times are, and you look at the level of suffering, level of coups that are going on in Africa, the level of rape victims, where they're estimating there are 10,000 in Niger, all of these horrors in the world, no, the United States can't solve all of them, and we're not the cops of the world, we can't be the policemen of the world, but we need to play a role. President Biden said this morning, and he is correct, as President of the United States, I understand the duty my country has to lead at this critical moment. And as the U.S. Writes, they report in CNN, as the U.S. Seeks to counter the authoritarian pull of Russia and China, Biden is joining the presidents of five Central Asian nations, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, all the stands, as you want, and all of them formerly part of the Soviet Union, part of those who were part of what is in the eastern portion of Russia, and that were part of the Soviet Union, that have now been given their independence. And this group of nations, the C5 plus one presidential summit, that's going to be happening today for a discussion of regional security, trade and connectivity, climate, and reforms to improve governance and the rule of law. And they, by the way, those nations that I mentioned are not supporters of Putin's invasion into Russia. Why not? Because, of course, they next. The United States seeks a more secure, more prosperous, more equitable world for all people because we know our future is bound to yours. And then he repeated that, and no nation can meet the challenges of today alone. There are areas where the administration acknowledges progress will remain elusive. The National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, said he is not optimistic that UN leadership and partner countries can make progress reinstating the Black Sea Grain Initiative, despite UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres holding meetings on it with Zelensky and other partners in New York this week. We know the Turks are working hard at this, Guterres is working hard at this, Sullivan told reporters, but the Russians are not giving us a huge amount of cause for optimism at this time. And In addition to strengthening of institutions, which is part of what Biden spoke about to the UN, he called on the world body to forge new partnerships, confront new challenges on emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence, which he said offers both enormous potential and enormous peril. And the president then said this. He said, we need to be able to break the gridlock that too often stymies progress and blocks consensus on the council. He meant the Security Council of the UN. We need more voices, more perspectives at the table. The United Nations must continue to preserve peace, prevent conflict, and alleviate human suffering. And we embrace nations stepping up to lead new ways to seek new breakthroughs on hard issues, he added. Again, does any of this mean anything? Well, it's entirely possible it could be just words, but it is part of why we need an active role in the United States and a willingness to play a role in the wider world. And to have a governmental shutdown now not only shuts down the operation of national parks or other items, at least 150,000 federal employees and probably many more who won't get paid. And then, of course, they do get paid later, and it costs the government even more. The shutdown is so foolish, and it needs so much, some kind of leadership, and it has to be from Kevin McCarthy. Who else is it going to be? Or is he actually going to be bounced as a Speaker of the House? We'll be talking about where actually we stand with what is it? It's it's less than 2 weeks before we have a government shutdown that is already built into the schedule. How can we avoid it? We'll talk about that and what's necessary and much more in this greatest nation and for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.